This is The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick, sitting in for John Hockenberry today, and thank you so much for listening. Well, it's a last-minute scramble on Capitol Hill before the Memorial Day recess, as Section 215 of the Patriot Act is set to expire at midnight on June 1st. Now, Section 215 gives the federal government the authority to collect bulk telephone data, and then the government can search it in an effort to find terrorists and prevent terror attacks. The program was exposed to the public largely by the revelations of Edward Snowden, a former NSA contractor himself, who revealed that the government was keeping massive databases of phone records and internet activity all in the name of counterterrorism. Well, these days there is a major push for reform, but in Congress, where aspirations for reform meet political reality, it's a different story. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wants to reauthorize the existing law that the government uses for bulk telephone collection for another 5 years. He says that a House bill curbing bulk collection at the NSA can get a vote in the Senate, but whether there are enough votes to pass it, well, that looks unlikely right now. Senator Ron Wyden is from Oregon, and he's ready to stick around to make sure that Section 215 is defeated once and for all. And he spoke about it with us on this show last week.
Those who are in favor of the status quo, and certainly the majority leader is for just reauthorizing what we have today, everybody waits until the very last minute. And then they say, oh my goodness, it's a dangerous world. We just have to go along with what we've got. And I have made it very clear that I will not accept that again.
Now, Congress passed the Patriot Act just a few weeks after 9/11, back in October of 2001. Section 215 has caused a lot of controversy over the last few years, and now the House has voted to rein in some of its power. Meanwhile, a circuit court of appeals has called bulk phone collection illegal, told Congress to change it. Meanwhile, in addition to Ron Wyden, several of the Senate's presidential candidates, including Republicans like Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, say they're ready to fight to kill Section 215 as it exists today in the name of privacy. But realistically, how will this law change, if at all? And what does it mean for how we as Americans understand how our data is being gathered and stored and used in the fight against terrorism? With us to help explain Section 215 and what's at stake is Elizabeth Goitein. She's co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center. She's also former counsel to the Senate Judiciary Committee. Elizabeth Goitein, welcome.
Thanks very much.
Well, let's take just a second here and review exactly what Section 215 lets the government do. It doesn't say, hey, NSA, go bulk collect phone data, but the government has interpreted it that way.
That's correct. So before the Patriot Act, the government had authority to collect business records, certain types of business records, such as hotel records and car rental records from companies, if it could demonstrate to the FISA court, which is a secret court that hears foreign intelligence cases, that the subject of the records was a foreign power or an agent of a foreign power. The Patriot Act changed that. It greatly broadened the government's ability to get not only business records, but any tangible thing. That's the language used in the Patriot Act. And in order to get any tangible thing, the government only needs to show to the FISA court that these items are relevant to a foreign intelligence investigation. Now, relevance is actually a very low standard, but until Snowden revealed the bulk collection program, I think there was a general sense that it meant something. It was some kind of limitation.
And there's been a great deal of controversy over that FISA court that you mentioned, how it functions largely in secret, criticism that it sometimes acts as a rubber stamp for the government and doesn't really have an adversarial process where somebody argues against giving authority to not only collect a database, but to search it.
That's right. The FISA court operates very differently from regular courts. It only hears from one party, which is the government, and it operates entirely in secret. And unlike regular courts that sometimes operate in secret when they're hearing applications for a warrant, for example, in the FISA court context, there's usually no ability for the subject of the search to even know that the search happened, let alone to challenge it at any point. And also, the FISA court isn't simply adjudicating warrants at this point. It's not adjudicating just individual requests for surveillance. It's approving broad programs of mass surveillance without even knowing who the individual targets of surveillance are.
All right. So along comes the House of Representatives last week responding to really to a public outcry over the Snowden revelations, even though it's a couple of years later. And they've passed some curbs to the bulk collection program and some reforms to FISA. Now, what exactly has the House done? Because there's a great deal of controversy over whether this actually ends bulk collection. All the supporters, including Speaker John Boehner, are running around saying this ends bulk collection. But does it really?
The House overwhelmingly passed the USA Freedom Act, and this is an act that does end the current bulk collection program in which the NSA is getting pretty much everybody's records, because it requires the government to tie its requests for records to a specific selection term. So it can't get records on everybody. There are concerns by some privacy advocates that it would still allow collection that's broader than necessary. So, for example, it would allow the government to get all of the records associated with a particular IP address, which can be, you know, hundreds of people, sometimes even more than that. There are also concerns that the bill allows the government to obtain not only the phone records of suspected terrorists, but the records of anyone in contact with suspected terrorists, including the Domino's pizza guy, which is something that would not have been permitted under pre-Patriot Act law. But this is a compromise bill. That is the thing to keep in mind. It is, you know, several steps forward without being everything that, you know, privacy advocates want.
But we should still point out that even under the reforms, metadata of phone records still exists. The government can still search it. Essentially, it lives at the phone companies now, and the government has to go and get it. It doesn't live on servers at the NSA.
That's right. I mean, it lives where it's always lived, and phone companies will keep those records for as long as they have always kept those records. So there's really no change in that sense to the phone company's practice. The difference is that instead of sweeping up all these records and holding the records itself, the NSA will have to go to the FISA court and get permission to get the records of individual terrorist suspects and the people that those suspects are in contact with.
Okay, so Mitch McConnell, as we mentioned, has said, well, that's fine. Those reforms that you just talked about, Elizabeth Cotin, they can get a vote in the Senate. But when he says that, he knows that it's probably going to fail. People like Ron Wyden and Rand Paul and Ted Cruz, who I mentioned before, have said, we're not renewing this program. The privacy concerns are too important. And Wyden says, I'm not falling for that again. Where is this headed? And what happens if on June 1st, the authorization expires? Does that mean surveillance of terrorists goes dark?
No, it certainly doesn't mean that. I mean, it's tempting to think that the Patriot Act invented, you know, law enforcement authorities, but it didn't. And as I mentioned before, the government was able to collect business records before the Patriot Act, just under a much narrower scheme. So the expiration of the Patriot Act will not cause counterterrorism efforts to go dark by any means. And there are some senators and some privacy advocates who are pushing for Section 215 to expire, and that would include, for example, Senator Rand Paul. Senator Cruz, who is obviously running for president, is a co-sponsor of the USA Freedom Act, and that's the approach that was adopted by the House. So a majority of Congress, including a majority of senators, would like to see bulk collection end. They'd like to see some reform. But Mitch McConnell has sort of staked a claim here. He's planted a flag saying that he's committed to reauthorizing the Patriot Act. The problem is, first, a federal appeals court has said that the Patriot Act doesn't permit the bulk collection of records. So reauthorizing the Patriot Act won't necessarily do what McConnell wants it to do. And the second problem is that McConnell does not have the votes in the Senate to pass a straight reauthorization of the Patriot Act. So if he blocks USA Freedom, which is an open question, it's not guaranteed, then the Patriot Act will expire. It's important to remember that the Obama administration, and in fact the intelligence community, they've weighed in and they support the USA Freedom Act. They support ending the bulk collection of Americans' phone records. And in fact, polls that came out yesterday showed that Americans, the American public, by a nearly 2-to-1 ratio, want to see NSA reform. So this is really a question of whether Mitch McConnell and whoever he can bring over to his side are able to defeat the will of the administration, the public, a majority of Congress, and the courts.
Congress is headed for a showdown this week on phone bulk collection at the NSA and across the national security establishment. Elizabeth Goitein, thank you.
Thank you very much.
Elizabeth Goitein is co-director of the Liberty and National Security Program at the Brennan Center.